जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानं यमुना तीर बनचारी यमुना यमुना तीर बनचारी यमुना राधा माधव जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बनचारी यमुना यमुना तीर बनचारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इष्कान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय एवं विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य स्त्रोत्र भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री नवदीप महाप्रधाम की श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की गौर प्रेमानंदी श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा जी की श्री श्री गौरताई की श्री प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरीज द शंबुल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज द शंबुल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज द शंबुल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल गुरुंगरां की जय ज्ञानतिमिरांध्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुक्तपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान् सह गण ललिता श्री विशाखानुतांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रियं नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः ये श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद प्रिय द्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेषाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशता ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 22, and text today will read 30, 31, and 32. निदाघार का तपे तिग्मे छाया स्वीरात्मनः आतपत्रायितान् वीक्ष्य द्रुमानः व्रजौकशः When the sun's heat become intense, Lord Krishna saw that the trees were acting as umbrella by shading him, and thus he spoke as follows to his boyfriend. हे स्तोक कृष्ण हे अंशो श्रीदामन सुबलार्जुन
विशाल विषभौजस्विन् देव प्रस्थवरुथप पश्येतान् महाभागान् परार्थैकान्त जीवितान् वात वर्षात पहिमान सहंतो वारयन्ति नः येष्टोक कृष्ण हे अंसो श्रीदामन सुबलार्जुन विशाल वृषभौजस्विन् देव प्रस्थवरुथप पश्यतैतान् महाभागान् परार्थैकान्त जीवितान् वात वर्षात्तप हिमान् सहन्तो वारयन्ति नः
जी
श्लोक कृष्ण ओ श्लोक कृष्ण हे अंशो हे ओ अंशु श्रीदाम सुबल अर्जुन ओ श्रीदामा सुबल एन अर्जुन विशाल वृषभ ओजस्विन ओ विशाल वृषभ एन ओजस्वी देव प्रस्थ बरुथप ओ देव प्रस्थ एन बरुथप पश्यत जस्ट सी एतान दीज महाभागान मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट फॉर अर्थ फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ अदर्स एकांत एक्सक्लूसिवली जीवितान हुज लाइफ वात द विंड वर्ष रेन आतप हीट ऑफ द सन हिमान एंड स्नो सहंत टोलरेटिंग वारयंती कीप अप नह फॉर अस सो फर्स्ट आई विल रीड 29 वर्स एज वेल एंड देन वी विल रीड ट्रांसलेशन एंड फॉरवर्ड 29 अथ गोपह परिवृतो भगवान देवकी सुतः वृंदावनात् गतो दूरम चारयन गा सहाग्रज सम टाइम लेटर लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण द सन ऑफ देवकी सराउंडेड बाय हिज काउहर्ड फ्रेंड्स एंड एकम्पनीड बाय हिज एल्डर ब्रदर बलराम वेंट ए गुड डिस्टेंस अवे फ्रॉम वृंदावन हर्डिंग द काउ My Bible translation and then purpose. Lord Sri Krishna said, O Ashtok Krishna and Ansuman, O Sridama, Shubal and Arjun, O Vrishabh, O Jasvi, Dev Prastha and Varuthap, just see these greatly fortunate trees whose lives are completely dedicated to the benefit of others. Even while tolerating the winds, rain, heat and snow, they protect us from these elements. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna was preparing to bestow his mercy upon the wives of the hard-hearted ritualistic brahmanas. And in these verses, the Lord indicates that even trees who are dedicated to the welfare of others are superior to the brahmanas who are not. Certainly, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement should soberly study this point. So this chapter basically describes the Chirharan pastime of Lord Krishna. Krishna did steal the garments of a gopi, young unmarried gopi, this is Kumarika. There is a steel place called Chirghat, one Chirghat here in Vrindavan. Some other occasion also Krishna stole the garments of gopis, but the Chirharan Lila, prominent one, when the unmarried young gopis perform austerities, they did Katyayani Vrat. So that time stealing took place. So that pastime is described. I hope you must have visited that place. Still that place is Katyayani temple is there. Next to Katyayani temple is exact the Kadamba tree where Krishna, first of all Krishna came there. Gopis were taking their bath in Jamuna. Krishna came and their garment, their clothes, their saris, they have kept on the sands of Jamuna and they were in the water. Krishna came, he did not came alone. He came with other four his cowherd boy. Dam, Sudam, Vasudam and Kinkadi, these four, including Krishna, there are five persons. Krishna indicated the boys came, Krishna came and they grabbed the clothes and they climbed up on the nearby kadamba tree. This was a stealing. And then how the gopis become aware that their clothes were missing and then looked and they saw Krishna also. So whole pastime described that is open. After that pastime, Chirharan Leela, Krishna, in the Chirharan Leela, Krishna did bestow his mercy upon the unmarried young cowherd girls. He bestowed his mercy, merciful. Now Krishna has intention to bestow his mercy to the wives of the Brahmanas, Yajna Patni. Brahmanas from the Mathura, hidingly, they came out, outskirt of Mathura. You know, in this direction, Bhatrona is a place that is exact location, exact place where Brahmanis, the wives of the Brahmanas, first time saw Krishna and they offered foodstuff for Krishna. They fed Krishna with different type of foodstuff. So between this, and also you must know that the Chirharan Leela took in the winter season, Agrahayan, part of November and December. It is Agrahayan. But again, this pastime, this description about the summer season. So one day, Atha Gopay Parivrito Parivrita, one day, Krishna was surrounded by his cowherd boy. Bhagavan Devaki Suta, the son of Devaki. Here, Devaki Suta is meant, now Yashoda Suta, Yashodananda. Because Krishna is going to perform, bestow his mercy upon the wives of the Brahmanas, who were the residents of Mathura. So they could relate very easily. Krishna is Devaki Suta. Devaki was living in the Mathura. And they have intimate friendship. Brahmana's wife is Devaki. So Krishna name is Devaki Suta. Vrindavanat gato duram syarayanta syarayan gaha sahagraja. So Krishna was surrounded by cowherd boys. And not only Kavya, but Sahagraja with his elder brother Balaram also. And it was summer, to Nidag, it was fierce, scorching heat was there. Krishna was herding the cow in the middle of forest. Scorching heat was there. Tigme Shayabhish. But when Krishna and cowherd boys were walking, they could realize that trees of Vrindavan, the whole surface of Vrindavan was covered by tall trees. So the trees were acting as umbrella, shading. Krishna, all the cowherd boys, including Krishna, they realized that this is so hot. Scorching heat is there outside, everywhere. But the boys were walking, moving one place to another place, and it was covered by the trees. And the trees were acting as umbrella. So cooling sensation was there. In this situation, Krishna addressed his cowherd boy. In this verse, 10 important names of cowherd boy, friends of Krishna, is described. Of course, by the mistake, mistake of editor, one name is missing. In original text, Vishal, in translation, Vishal is not mentioned, but here in text, so these are 10 most important, most confidential, most dear friend of Lord Krishna. First is Shtok Krishna. Shtok man, his name was Krishna. There are two Krishna. One Krishna, son of Mother Yashoda. Another boy, he was also given name Krishna. But he was quite young, younger than Krishna. So people used to say Shtok Krishna, means Chota Krishna. Chota Haridas and Chota Haridas, Shtok means Chota, little. O Shtok Krishna, O Ansu, 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 Sridhama. Though Sridhama was the most dear, confidential friend of Krishna, here question, how come that first Krishna is addressing Shtok Krishna? Because some similarity their name, his name is Krishna, your thought. Shtok Krishna, Subal and Arjuna. One friend of Krishna was cowherd boy, was Arjuna. Vishal, Vrishabh, Ojaswi, Devaprastha, and Bharata. You must know that the leader of that cowherd boy actually Bhadrasen. But it appears that Krishna did not mention his name, did not address him. It appears that he was not nearby. He may be away in the deep forest. So what Krishna pasyata, please see, pay your attention. Etan, these tree of Vrindavan, Mahabhagan, greatly fortunate. Mahabhag means fortune. Mahabhag, greatly fortunate. Please behold, please see these most fortunate trees. What is their Parathaya Kant Jivna? Exclusively, they are maintaining their life for the benefits of the other, for the welfare of the other. Krishna is glorifying the trees of Vrindavan. Parartha Aikant Jivna. They are sustaining their life. They are maintaining their life. They are surviving exclusively for one purpose, to do good to others. Only one purpose. Parath for the good of other, for the benefit of other. Aikant, aikant means exclusively. They have one pointed program in their life to do good to others. What they do? Vap means wind. Varsa, torrents of rain. Atap, scorching heat of the sun, hima, and the freezing cold, snow, they themselves tolerate, but varayanti, they keep up those elements away from us. They are acting like umbrella. So in this purport, simply Krishna addressing the tree, and in this purport, when very nice thing he mentioned that certainly the members of the Krishna consciousness movement should soberly study this point. This is like Adesh instruction. We must seriously study this point. Krishna is addressing, glorifying the trees because they are surviving only for one purpose. Their life is for one purpose, to do good to other people, for beneficial work of them. I am going to describe, but you must one thing remember. that they are different type of welfare activities in this world, different type of welfare activities in this world. The most important, the supreme welfare activities is to spread Krishna consciousness among the people in general. Many things, welfare activities. So now, since here Krishna talking about welfare activities enacted, performed by the trees, so let me ask. One Niti shloka it described that Gauravam prapyate danat natu vitas sanchayat. One becomes glorious, one becomes prestigious, one becomes great personality when he gives charity to others. The person who gave charity to others, they are considered to be most great personality, prestigious personality. Natu vitasya sanchaya. Other person, what he, a very charitable person, he give donation, charity to other person, helps other. And other person accumulates the wealth. The person who accumulates the wealth reaches, he is never ever glorified. Sthiti uchaya payodana. See the situation, status, position of the cloud. What the clouds do? They pour out, they give their water for people in general. That is the reason why their position is high in the sky. And the ocean, the sea, they collect vast amount of water. See, you can understand the sea, they have collected water. But since they are not giving out water to other, their position is down on the earthly planet. Why cloud position, the status is high in the sky, top in the sky? Because they pour out, they give their life, the water to other people. And the sea, they collect, accumulate. So one person becomes great personality, becomes prestigious personality, he only when he acts for others, living, giving, helping to others. And also, in Nitya Sloka, many describe. Krishna saying the most fortunate, paropakaraya phalanti briksha. Briksha, very much glorified. Krishna glorifying the briksha, trees. So, paropakaraya phalanti briksha. Trees bear fruits for upakar, for welfare, for other people. Paropakaraya bahanti nadya. River flow why? For upakar, for other people. Paropakaraya duhanti gava. Cow give milk for other people. And the niti they say paropakarathamidam saridam. And for the par upakar, for the benefits of other, this human form of life avoided by Krishna to us, simply to act for the benefit of other people, for welfare activity. And one Hindi poet talks about briksha kabhau nahi phal bhakhain. The trees, they bear different types of sweet, ripe and fragrance fruit, but never ever even a single tree eats that fruit. The fruit, he is bearing the fruit for what? For others. Briksha kabhau nahi phal bhakhain. ऐसा नहीं हो कि भाई बढ़िया फल है, लंगड़ा है चाहे हापुस है चाहे अल्फांसो है, तो बढ़िया है तो तोड़ कर खा नहीं लेता है। only white bearing, holding, producing truth for other people, not for himself. Nadi na sanchay nir, and nadi, the river, never accumulate. The water flowing in the river, it is for other people, not not that sometimes the river itself drinks that water, no. परमारथ के कारण साधुन सदा सदा धरा शरीर. साधु दे आर मेंटेनिंग, दे आर सर्वाइविंग परमार्थ के फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ अदर पीपुल. सो भारत भूमि ते हैल मनुष्य जन्म जार. लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु हिमसेल्फ टॉक्स अबाउट भारत भूमि ते हैल मनुष्य जन्म जार, जन्म सार्थक करी कर पर उपकार. वन हु हैज टेकन हिज बर्थ एज ए ह्यूमन बींग इन द लैंड ऑफ इंडिया भारतवर्ष शुड मेक हिज लाइफ सक्सेसफुल एंड वर्क फॉर द बेनिफिट ऑफ ऑल अदर पीपुल. सो परार्थ एकांत जीवन. इन वैदिक लिटरेचर श्रीमद भागवत मेनी टाइम इट डिस्क्राइब दैट इफ इन एनी वन इज एक्टिंग परफॉर्मिंग वेलफेयर एक्टिविटी इज वेरी मच ग्लोरिफाइड. इन श्रीमद भागवतम एथ कांटो यू मस्ट नो समुद्र मंथन लीला व्हेन द डेमी गॉड्स एंड डीमन टुगेदर कलेक्टेड देयर शर्निंग द ओशन सी समुद्र मंथन और दे हैव डिजायर पर्पस टू गेट नेक्टर बट द फर्स्ट आइटम द फर्स्ट ऑब्जेक्ट केम आउट फ्रॉम द पॉइज फ्रॉम द चर्निंग फ्रॉम द सी इज अ डेडली पॉइजनस सब्सटेंस केम एंड आई सुन हीपर स्टार्टेड टू स्प्रेड ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड द एवरी वन बिकम वेरी मच स्केयर्ड पीपुल आर डाइंग. सो ऑल द डेमी गॉड इवन लॉर्ड लॉर्ड विष्णु दे अप्रोच लॉर्ड शिवा. इट वॉज डेडली poisonous stuff was there spreading everywhere. More poisonous than even potassium permanganate. This is one very potassium cyanide. Potassium cyanide. If he will shoot someone by rifle, he may die, but he will be flapping for a few minutes. But simply touch with your lip. Please don't take it as my instruction. You should not go in that touch. If someone touches potassium cyanide, just will immediately, he will not flap, immediately he will die. So that halahal beast, it was more dangerous. And people were suffering due to that poison. Demigod, they requested Lord Shiva. And then Lord Shiva, by his mystic power, collected all the poison on his palm by his mystic power, or Lord Shiva drank it, consumed. But it manifested, the poison manifested its effect. Lord Shiva neck, this part become bluish. That reason why Shiva one name is Nilakanth. And this happened right beside him. Parvati was also seated there. In presence of his dear wife, Lord Shiva drank the deadly poisonous stuff, beast. And for time being, there are some inconvenience in part of Lord Shiva. And then Sukadeva Goswami describes, concludes, gives comment on this incident. Shreya kurvanti bhutanam sadhava dustejasubhi. दंध्यन शिवी प्रवृत्तय को विकल्पो धरादिषु। द कमेंट तप्यन्ते लोकतापेन साधव प्रायशो जना परमा परम आराधनम तथि पुरुषस्य अखिलात्मनः। साधु सेंटली पर्सन वोलेंटरी दे एक्सेप्ट इनकन्वीनियंसेस सफरिंग इन ऑर्डर टू सेव पीपुल इन जनरल टू डू गुड फॉर पीपुल इन जनरल। तप्यन्ते लोक ऑन हिज देयर दे हैव नो पर्सनल एनी सफरिंग बट दे ऑलवेज एक्सेप्ट वोलेंटरी एक्सेप्ट सफरिंग इन ऑर्डर टू रिड्यूस इन ऑर्डर टू रिमूव द सफरिंग ऑफ पीपुल इन जनरल अदर पीपुल। परमाराधनम तथि पुरुषस्य अखिलात्मन अखिलात्मन पुरुषस्य कृष्णस्य परम आराधनम तथि। द हाइएस्ट मेथड ऑफ सैटिस्फाइंग कृष्ण वर्शिपिंग कृष्ण इज दैट डूइंग बेनिफिशियल एक्टिविटीज टू अदर पीपुल। तप्यन्ते लोकतापेन वन प्लेस वन हिंदी पोएट डिस्क्राइब द करेक्टरिस्ट ऑफ ए सेंटली पर्सन। इन वैदिक लिटरेचर मेनी प्लेसेस इट इज डिस्क्राइब दैट साधुज हृदय द हार्ट ऑफ ए सेंटली पर्सन इज एज सॉफ्ट एज बटर। दिस इज जनरली डिस्क्राइब हार्ट ऑफ ए साधु इज एज सॉफ्ट एज बटर न्यूली चर्न बटर इफ यू हैव नॉट पुट इन द फ्रिज पुट फ्रिज बिकम्स लिटिल हार्ड नॉट दैट बट दैट हिंदी पोएट इज नो दिस डिस्क्रिप्शन इज नॉट वेरी नॉट नाइस डिस्क्रिप्शन समथिंग इज डिस्क्रिपेंसी इन दिस बिकॉज व्हाट हैपेंड द बटर आल्सो मेल्ट एंड हार्ट ऑफ साधु आल्सो मेल्ट व्हाट इज डिफरेंट निज परिताप व्हेन बटर इज हीटेड व्हेन बटर कम इन टच विद द हीट देन इट बिकम्स मेल्ट इट बिकम्स मेल्टेड बट साधु दे आर फार अवे सिटिंग ऑन द टॉप ऑफ हिमालय एंड व्हेन दे हियर that people in general on the surface of earth in the city they are suffering their heart becomes melted so their heart more softer than the butter milk becomes melted when he comes in touch with but sadhu we are thinking sitting on the top of Himalaya far away I see they under they are informed that some people are suffering their heart becomes melted so paropakar is described here here Sri Krishna talks about parartha kant jivitan only for one single purpose exclusively the trees they are maintaining their life they are sustaining their life what they do for the people for a pararth ekant exclusively for the beneficial for the welfare activities of other whatever possession they have with them it is for other people what is the possession of a tree fruits flower leaves branch shrubs wood every single thing they possess it is for other people nothing for themselves they have not even tinge of selfish activities their every single moment it is dedicated for the service of the other every single ounce of their energy it is dedicated for the service of the other people So, Lord Sri Krishna here, after our summer season was, scorching heat was there, but cowherd boys there, walking here and there, they did not suffer the scorching heat because the trees of Vrindavan, they were acting as umbrella. So, since this purport description is there, the generally the members of the Krishna consciousness movement should soberly, seriously consider this point. So, life of those persons is very much glorified. Sreyah kuruvanti bhutaram sadhavah dusya asuhi. Bali Maharaj, you know story of Bali Maharaj. He was about to give charity to Vamandev. At that point, the spiritual master, the priest Shukracharya, told Bali Maharaj, he is pretending, the person in front of him pretending to be a Brahman boy, but he is not Brahman, he is a Vishnu. Your enemy, you are going to promise, going to, he will take every position from you and he will give to the Indra, your enemy. He is not Brahmin. Don't give him anything. And then Bali Maharaj said, no, I will give. And Sreya Kuranti Bhutanam Sadhava Dusya Jasuhi. Saintly person, even they sacrifice their life force for the benefit of other people. My dear spiritual master, what you are talking about the earthly land, what is the serious consideration? Shivi Dandhya Parvritaya. Shivi Maharaj, he sacrificed even his existence, his own body, for the sake of protecting a kabutar pigeon. Of course, the very much celebrated story, you know, Bali Maharaj. One day, Bali Maharaj was seated in an elevated Singhansan asan in a courtyard. One point, he saw a pigeon, kabutar, flew in the sky and landed in his lap. Small. And in a human language, the pigeon requested, Maharaj, I am chased by the eagle. I am risking my life. I am about to be killed by, please protect me. And Bali Maharaj, sorry, Shivi Maharaj, put his palm on the head of the small kabutar and he assured, my dear friend, you are protected. I am emperor of the earthly planet. I protect all my citizen. What about your little bee? Sure. He assured that, my dear little friend, you are protected. Don't think any. I am emperor. I am king. I am protecting whole earthly planet. And still that he was shivering. Kaanp raha tha, bachcha, chota tha. Meanwhile, one eagle came, he was chasing, and the eagle sat somewhere on the one pillar top, and requested, my dear king, I was chasing this bird, kabutar, this is my natural food, you can't deprive my food, you can't snatch my food, this is food given by nature, given by Lord. तो मेरे पेट पाप लात नहीं मार सकते हो प्लीज थ्रो दिस आई एम चेसिंग फ्रॉम लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस एंड मेनी स्टोरी बट टाइम इज रनिंग सो यू नो आई कैन सेटिस्फाई लाइफ लॉन्ग आई विल ओपन माई रॉयल किचन फॉर यू फॉर एवर. The eagle said, no, I have no any interest for your royal food. Only I become satisfied when I sink my beak in the flesh, warm flesh of a living being. That is only my satisfaction. When I sink, मैं उसमें जब चोंच मारता हूँ गरम गरम खून में, then I become satisfied. If really you want to satisfy me, then I say you pound for pound. Your royal food, it is no substitute for my food. If really you want to protect your own little friend, pound for pound, equal amount in weight, you give your own flesh. And you can deny, because I am also your citizen. I think, okay, fine. And a scale was established there. One, in one part of the scale, kabutar, small, little, tiny, is seated, and another. So he was healthy, very like overweight, even not overweight, he was the king, but still, he started to chop up some part of his flesh, putting under the scale. But he was become very surprised. Still, many things, even he chop off his leg, half leg, and put in the still, the scale tilt in the favor of the kabutar. What is the eventually Bali Sivimar, he himself sat on the other part of the scale, other side of the scale, and he took his sikha and he was about to chop off his head. In our, and that time, the, you know, immediately that kabutar was Agni Dev and eagle was Indra. They have disguised themselves. They, no, but immediately everything. So, Bali Maharaj say, Sivi Dadhya Purvita, even Sivi Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Sivi, Dadhichi, they sacrificed their life for their life also, for the sake of the welfare activity for people in general. What is the serious about this land? Vaman Dev is not asking my life. He is asking simply my riches, my land. What is the serious consideration about this? So pointed this day here, Kalar Krishna, Pararth Aikant Jivina. These trees, Pararth, for the welfare activities of the other. Aikant means exclusively. They have one pointed program to help people in general. So, as in beginning I was talking about, don't feel like guilty. Prabhupada in their proper other place talks about there are different type of welfare activity. The topmost, the highest, the supreme welfare activity is to spread Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti. Okay, here. Anything you like to?
We were hearing yesterday about Rupa Sanatana Goswami approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and saying, "You are the most merciful, and we are the best candidates. You know, we're very fallen." So, as you said, Lord Chaitanya, he is the most merciful, and he wants us to become merciful by spreading the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. So, those stories, the bird story of compassion. That's a lot of tolerance, though, isn't it? To think that I'm helping this pigeon, and all of a sudden you're lopping off the legs, and you're ready to sacrifice your life for the pigeon. Is that because he was king and very righteous? Or most people wouldn't do that, right?
That is why when Lord Chaitanya was instructing Sanatana Goswami Varanasi, even that instruction, there are three topmost religious activities, spiritual activities. Jive Daya, name ruchi vaishnava sevan. In three. Bestowing mercy upon living entity. Jive daya name ruchi vaishnava sevan. Iha haite dharma nahi suna sanatan. Jive daya, daya, mercy. You have all spiritual quality. But if someone is bereft of this mercy, quality of mercy, in Srimad Bhagavatam, one place is described that Brahmana Samadrikshanta Bina Nam Samupekshaka Sravate Brahma Tasyapi Bhind Bhandat Payoyatha. Description: the essentially person, a sadhu, has no right to ignore, disregard the suffering of other people. He has no right. He can say, I don't pay attention. He has no right to ignore the suffering of other living entity. If he does, Bhagavatam Sravate Brahma Tasyapi, if he is highly spiritually elevated personality, but his Brahma Tej, his spiritual potency leaks out. Similarly, as if I have collected water or milk in the crack pot, it leaks out. So your Brahma Tej, your spiritual potency will be minimized, leaked out, empty, if you ignore the suffering of people in general, other people. That is the reason why Chaitanya Bharat Bhumite Haila Manusya Upakar. That opposite work of word of Upakar is selfish. One place in English literature, it is described, I have written the sentence, not very, it's a karmi, but it's still some. Since here the proper writers, they have seriously will say. Meaning of that verse is here, I have written. No man is more cheated than the selfish man. No man is more cheated than the selfish man. The selfish is, I mean, very bad word. Even after they have some have taken out, another one to read in their board, no selfish allowed. This word is so hateful. No, कहाँ वो खत्म कर दिए ना ये. Opposite words of like welfare activities, opposite words are selfish. If I say you are selfish, you will not tolerate me. No way. Very, it is like very abuse to someone who told you are selfish. But you say you are benevolent, you are charitable person, that become. So even that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, that is the beginning I said that there are different type of welfare activities. The topmost, the most prominent, the supreme welfare activity is to spread Krishna consciousness. Krishna bhakti ka prachar karna sabse bada upkar hai. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioning, talking about this upkar, Bharat Bhumi Te Haila Manush Janma Jar, Janma Sartha Kari Kara. Okay, fine.